Today's daf is Yuma Daf Samach Dalet, and we have five lines from the top of Daf Samach Dalet Amid Aleph, the two dots, Im Shal Shem Meis Zesha Ola Ola V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema, for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Dvora, Dvora Bas Mechel, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Elio Zeb Ben Brindel, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Sarah Bas Batya, Rafal Yaakov Ben Rachel Chava, Aryeh Eliezer Ben Malka, and Avram Menachem ben Leia Edel. Today's us being learned as a schus v'yecheskel shraga v'miral, and today's us being learned le'ilu nishmas Avram ben Yubadol l'chayim toivim Reb Moshe Chayim. So the Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis Amid Aleph, the second part of the Mishnah, discussed a scenario where the Kohen Gadol was mafrish the two se'irim, and one of the two se'irim died. Now what? Said the Mishnah, Meis echad mehem, if one of the two animals died, im actually higro meis, if the animal died before the gairo, that's easy. Yikach zug l'sheni. Just bring another goat and do what you were going to do. Make a gairo. Meaning, you never made the gairo, so there's no harm. All you need to do is replace that animal and do what you was going to do. V'in mishe higro meis, if however, the animal died after the Kohen Gadol already made the Gairol, meaning it was already determined which Sar is going to be Lashem, which Sar is going to be Lazazel. So then it's more complicated. Said the Mishnah, Yavi Zug Achar, you should bring another pair of goats, meaning you can't just bring one goat and replace the one that died. What you need to do is bring another pair, V'yagru Aleim B'tchila, and you have to make a Gairol again. V'yoymer, you should say as follows, meaning, Im Shal Shem Nes, if the one that died is Shal Shem, Zeh Sha'olav HaGairol Lashem Yizkayin Tachtov, so then this new goat that was Lashem will be the Lashem. V'im shal Azazel meis, and if the one that died was the Azazel, then zeh shal v'agoyer l'Azazel yizkayim tachtov. So if one of the two goats died after the Gairol, you can't just bring a goat and replace it. What you need to do is you need to bring two goats. You have to make the Gairol again. If the one that was Lashem died, so the new Lashem will be the Lashem. If the Lazazel died, then the new Lazazel will be the Lazazel. Here's the question. You now are going to have either two Lashems or two Lazazels, because only one of the two goats died. You just brought a new pair. So the one that died, you're replacing. You only have one of those. But the other one, you're going to have two. So you're going to have either two Lashems or two Lazazels. So the question is, what do you do with the other Lashem or with the other Lazazel? Said the Mishnah, Vasheni Yira Ache Yistoyev. The second one, you should allow to graze, wait until it gets a mum. When it gets a mum, the Yimacher, it was sold, the Yipudam of the Nedava, and the money was used to buy Oilois Tzibur Nedava, the Oilois that were used for Kitz HaMizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, no, that's not what you're supposed to do, but rather Tomos. That other animal is supposed to die. And the Hezber and the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama, which we're going to see about in tomorrow's daf, is whether we look at the Chatos that died as being one of the Chamesh Chatois HaMesos, or do we not look at it as being one of the Chamesh Chatois HaMesos? But again, more about that in tomorrow's daf. Oydom Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda added another thing. He said, Nishbach Adam Yomus HaMishtaleach. If the blood of the Sar Lashem was spilled, then the Sar Mishtaleach dies. Meis HaMishtaleach, Yishafich Adam. If the Sar Mishtaleach dies, you have to pour out the dam. What does Rabbi Yehuda Shita mean? So that we're going to see later in the daf. But the Mishnah essentially said, what happens if one of the two ghosts dies? If it died before the Gairol, then it's easy. Then you just replace it. If it died already after the Gairol, it was already determined which is Lashem, which is Lazazel. So now you have to bring a new pair of goats. You have to make a new Gairol. The one that you're replacing is simple. Just replace it. Now you're going to have two of Lashems or two of Lazazels. What do you do with the second one? Machlek is Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, Hasheni Yira Ache Yistoyev. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Sheni is Thomas. And then the Gemara brought that Rabbi Yehuda happens to argue with the whole halacha of the Mishnah that we're going to see about later in the daf. But there's one thing that's unclear in the Mishnah, and that's going to be the topic of the entire daf. And that is, the Mishnah said that the Sheni, the second of the goat that you have two of, meaning either the second Lashem or the second Lazazel, Machloik is Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, what you do with it. The question is, which one of the goats is the second one? The Mishnah never clarified that. So let's just pick one scenario. The Sar Lashem died after the Gairol. So you have to bring two goats. You make another Gairol, one's Lashem, one's Lazazel. The one that's Lashem replaces the Sar Lashem that died, which means you have two Lazazels. So one of them you use, the Sheni, the second one, is Yirachi Yistoyev, according to the Chachamim. It gets killed like one of the Chamesh Chatois HaMeisis, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Very simple. The problem is, which one is the Sheni? And as we're about to see, it was a major machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and that is the topic of the daf. Zok Gemar Amar Rav. Rav said, Sheni, you know what the Sheni means? Shebezug Rishon Yikrav, Sheni, Shebezug Sheni Yira. The original Lazazel, in our case, is the one that you're going to be makriv. The second one, meaning the new Lazazel that came with the second pier, that's what the Mishnah is referring to as a Sheni. That's the one that's going to be Yirah Sheyistoy. So you're going to be makriv the original one, and it's the new one that you're not makriv. Rabbi Yochanan said just the opposite. Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yira. The original one is the one that's Yira. That's the one that you're not going to use. Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yikra. But it's the Sheni, the second one of the second period, that's the one that you're going to use. Okay, Michael Mifflin, what's the Ezra and Machloikis? Rav Sover, Rav holds Balichayim in a Nidachim. That an animal that's alive is not subject to the Psul Dachoy. Rabbi Yochanan and Sover, Rabbi Yochanan holds Balichayim Nidachim. That a live animal is subject to the psul of dachoy. So what is the psul dachoy? One of the psulim that you find in the world of psulei hamikdashim is dachoy. Dachoy means that if a carbon was pushed away for a moment, there was a psul, a temporary psul. Even if that psul goes away, the halacha is, once something was pushed away, it takes on a life of its own, and it remains pasul forever. So just like there's a psul pigo, noiser, tame, there's a psul dachoy. It is a psul unto itself. Something that was pushed away, even for a moment, the halacha is, once it's pushed away, it now becomes dachoy. If it was once pushed away, it's forever pushed away. Says the Gemara, what about a live animal? Is that subject to the laws of dachoy or not? Meaning, this is far to say that if you have dam of a carbon, you have basar of a carbon, you have a murim of a carbon, so maybe there the halacha is that if it was pushed away, albeit briefly, even if the sibas apsul was removed, it's still going to remain pasul. But maybe a bal chai, a live animal that was had an issue, and because of that, for a temporary moment, you couldn't be makriv it. It could be if that goes away, it's not going to be subject to the laws of dachoy. And says the Gemara, this shaila, whether a bal chai is dachoy or not dachoy, is the machloik is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav held bali chayim in a nidachim. Rabbi Yochanan held bali chayim nidachim. Let's go backwards. Rabbi Yochanan holds bali chayim nidachim. So Rabbi Yochanan said that you can't be makriv the original Sar La'azazel. The reason is because when the Sar La'Hashem died, the Sar La'azazel was possible. The Sar La'azazel needs its mate. It needs to have the Sar La'Hashem. And the minute the Sar La'Hashem died, it couldn't have been used. Now you brought a new Sar La'Hashem, I hear. You fixed the problem. You corrected the issue. But it takes on a life of its own. It's dachoy. It was alive when it became dachoy. That's true, but Rabbi Yochanan holds Bali Chaim Nidachin. So it's not an option to use the original Sar La'azazel. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds you have no choice but to use the second La'azazel, which Rav holds Bali Chaim Eina Nidachin. And because Bali Chaim Eina Nidachin, so even though it's true that there was a moment in time after the Sar La'Hashem died that you couldn't use the Sar La'azazel, which would then suggest that once it was pushed away, even for a little bit of time, so now it takes on a life of its own, there's a psul dachoy, Rav holds Bali Chaim Eina Nidachin. That's true for Dam, it's true for Basar, it's true for Imurim, it's true for Akoimetz, it's true for Nesachim, but a Bal Chai, something alive, doesn't have the laws of dachoy. And as a result, Rav holds, there's no reason that you should not be able to use the original. And that's why Rav says you're supposed to use the original, and it's the Sheni of the second one. That's the one that's going to be here. Says the Gemara, my time to Rav. What's the Makar to Rav? Meaning, where'd Rav get this from? That Bali Chaim Eina Nidachin. There's a psul dachoy. It's underrated in terms of how often it comes up in sugyas and seder kachin, but it's something that appears again and again and again, very fundamental to understanding, especially some of the difficult sugyas in kachin. There's a halacha called dachoy. Rav made up a chiddush. He said that the only time you have dachoy is if the animal is dead. So you're dealing with the blood of the animal, the murim of the animal, the basar of the animal, but if it's a bal chai mein in nidachim, to say such a chiddush, you have to have a makar. That's why the Gemara says, my time of the Rav. The Gemara's not asking my time of the Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, bal chai nidachim, why not? What's the svara to be machalik between a bal chai and not a bal chai? But Rav is saying a very big chiddush, that even though there is something called dachoy, it's a regular psul deraisa, but a bal chai is somehow excluded from that. So he must have had a makar. So the Gemara, the Yalif, he learned it from Mechus Hizman. Every single animal, Rav held, really is dachoy. And if there's a psul dachoy by Balei Chayim, then I don't know how you can ever bring a carbon. We saw this a little bit yesterday. Mechus Hizman, What's the classic Mechus Zman? An animal that's less than 8 days old. Right now you can't bring it as a carbon, because an animal has to be 8 days old in order for you to be able as a carbon. But when it turns 8 days old, Shapidami, that you can bring it as a carbon. Meaning Rav said, every single carbon is technically a Baal Chai that was Nidcha. Because the first 7 days of its life, you couldn't bring it as a carbon. So if you're going to tell me this is psul dachoy, even by Bali Chayim, so then when it turns 8 days old, you shouldn't be able to be makriv it. You should say it's dachoy. Elamai said, Rav, must be Bali Chayim, ain't any dachoy. But the Gemara says, no. Me, dami, hasam, le, is chazi, klal. Hachan, nir, v'nitcha. Maybe there's a difference in the world of dachoy between something that was never roi to be brought as a carbon versus something that was roi to be brought as a carbon. Something happened to it, and now it became roi again. The svara is, dachoy means it was pushed away. Pushed away means, du benech, I got pushed away, now I want to come back. But if this animal was never right to be brought as a carbon, so it wasn't nitche, it was never in the conversation. The first time it became in the conversation, which is when it was 8 days old, it was right to be brought as a carbon. So there's a svara to say that dachoy is only true when it's nire v'nitche, when it was right to be brought as a carbon, and then it got pushed away. The point is, Rav is saying that Bali Chaim ena nidachim, even when it was nirvin nitcha, even when you were able to bring it as a carbon and then it got pushed away. You can't bring that makar from Mechusar Zman, because Mechusar Zman, even though it's a Bal Chai and it's nitcha, but it was never nira. So you have no makar that when something's nirvin nitcha and it's a Bal Chai, it's not dachim. So that can't be Rav's makar. True, you see the concept of Bali Chaim nidachim from Mechusar Zman, but not when it was nirvin nitcha. And Rav is saying a chiddush even when it's nirvin nitcha, so we have to have another makar. Ella Hainu time of the Rav. Rav learned it the Yalb Mibal Mum Oifer. He learned it from a Bal Mum. If an animal has a mum, you can't be mocked with it as a carbon. That's Pasha. If, however, the mum passes, which means that retroactively, this mum that the animal had was a fleeting mum, it was a passing mum, it was a mum oiver, so the halach is that once the mum passes, you're allowed to bring it already. Oh, so Rav, checkmate. This is Balei Chayim Eina Didachim, because Bal Mum oiver, lab avagat loich azi hashto, at the time that it had the mum, you couldn't bring it as a carbon. But kihadar michsi, when the mum passed in Shapadami, then you can. Hachinami loishna. So l'chayra, here too, meaning from the fact that you see it could be makriv, a carbon that had a mum oiver after the mum in fact is oiver, after the mum passes, that's a raya that there's no psul dachim, must be because it was a bal chai, even if it was nira v'nitcha, meaning this animal's already a year old, it was nira, then it developed a mum, and then the mum passed. So you see clearly, nira v'nitcha bali chayim ene nidachim. Zokti yomar b'hasim minon. Okay, I hear, that's a good makar. But how did Rav know that? Meaning, how does Rav know that an animal that gets a mum and then the mum goes away, that lach zik could be makrivit, the chsiv, he learned it from the pasuk that talks about Bali Mum. So there's many psukim in the Torah that talk about a Bal Mum, carbon that it can't be brought. One of the psukim is, Umiyad benecha lo yisakribu aslechem alekecha mikol eila ki mashchasam bohem mum bam lo yeiratzu lochem. So clearly we're talking about a Bal Mum. Said Rav, ki mashchasam bohem mum bam. We learn from here, mum bam hu delay yiratzu, ha'avar mumam yiratzu. The words mum bam seem to be superfluous. They seem to be extra. And it teaches us, mum bam, when the mum is there, that's when it's a problem. But once the mum passes, it's not a problem. So you see from there clearly that even though it had a mum, which means technically it was nidcha, but once the psul goes away, it's going to be okay. Must be because it's a bal chai. Because otherwise, what happened to the psul dachim? So you see, bal chayim in nidachim, even when it's near the nidcha. Think of Rabbi Yochanan. What about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan holds bal chayim nidachim. So now that we just found such a clear makar to Rav, it's like an often a makar. So now Rabbi Yochanan has to be miyashiv his opinion. Originally, when we started the sugya, the Gemara was trying to understand my time of the Rav, because Rav sounded like he was saying the Chiddush. But Rav just found a makar. He says, every mum oiver is a Baal Chai that was nidcha. Must be Baal Chai, meni nidachim. Okay, so now Rav Yochanan has to be miyash of this pasuk. So the Gemara says, mit rachmano bohem. Heim hu dechi avar mumon yeratzu hol kol dechuyim hoil v'nidchu yitchu. Meaning, Rav Yochanan tells Rav, I agree with you. The halacha mum oiver is an example of a Baal Chai that's eino nidachim. But you want to learn from Bal Mum to every other psul you can. Because it says, Ki mashchasam bohem. Bohem is a miut. And it teaches me that it's daf givir that you have this chiddush, but you don't have this chiddush anywhere else. V'rav, ahu bohem, b'einayu hutlai mirat. What does Rav do with the word bohem? He doesn't use it to tell me that the only time Bali Chaim eni nidachin is by a mum oiver. So what does he use the word bohem? To teach me a whole nother halach, and that is that bohem, meaning b'einayu, when the Bal Mum is by itself. It's not part of a taruvas. That's when it's a problem. However, ha yudei taruvas meratzo. If it gets mixed up with a taruvas, then it's going to be meratzo. Ketetran. We learned in a Mishnah Masech Tzvachim. A varim teminin be varim balimumim. So there's a whole parak in Masech Tzvachim. It's called Kol Hazvachim, which is where Zvachim meets Taruva. It's all these different cases and sugyas where what happens if a behema that's kachim, or even a chelik of a behema that's kachim, it gets mixed up with animals or parts of animals that are not kachim. How do you treat it? So in that world of Mishnayos, what happens if you have the evar of a tamim, meaning the limb of an animal that's a tamim? It's not a mum. That's something you could be makriv on the mizbech. It was mixed up, the evarim balimumim, together with the evarim that were balimumim. Now the case was, where roiv of the evarim were tamimim, and there was a miyat of the evarim that were mum, just to keep it simple. One of the evarim came from a balimum, all the other evarim in this tarubas were not of a balimum. Now what happened to bittul b'roiv? So that's the sugi over the mesach tezvachim. But for our purposes, there's not going to be any bittul b'roiv in this case. So the question is, could you be makriv or can you not be makriv? First glance, you would say not. Stating that, Rabbi Eliezer said, "Im karav aroy shalachmiyam." If the kohen was makriv already the head of one of these animals, yakriv will call a roishin kul. Then you can be makriv all the roishin. Karav shalachmiyam. If you makriv the kriyam of one of them, yakriv will call a kriyam kul. Then you can be makriv all of them. The reason is Rabbi Eliezer says a very big chiddush. He says that if the kohen was already makriv one of the evarim, we could assume the eva that he was makriv was the balmum, which means that what I have left now are not balimum anymore. So you can go look at him to give me makriv. Chamim says, what does that mean? I feel karvu kulam. Even if you'd be makriv all of them, chutz meyechol meyan. Meaning, not only if you were makriv one, don't you say that, but even if you were makriv all, with the exception of one, the halacha is yetsu lebeis hasreifa. They're all going to have to go lebeis hasreifa. Now, what's pshat in Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer is saying a very big kiddush. Again, you have a taruvos of evarim. One of the evarim came from an animal that was a balmum. All the other evarim came from a tamimim. They were mixed up. There's no bittul b'roiv. So the question is, could you be makriv or could you not be makriv? If there's no bittul b'roiv, then it's a suffix day rise, so you can. What happens if you were already makriv one of them? Rabbi Eliezer says a phenomenal chiddush. We assume, this is on a biblical level, we assume that the one that you were makriv was the balmum, and as a result, everything that you have left over is from the tamimim, and therefore you'll be able to be makriv elekatchila. So this obviously needs a makar. How could you say such a chiddush? I'm going to say, I don't know what you're talking about. But this is Rabbi Eliezer's chiddush. He came from somewhere. So talk to Gemara, you know Rabbi Eliezer knew this. He knew it from the word bohem. Ki mashchasam bohem mumbam. It's a miut, it's a carve out in the pasuk that talks about bali mumim. It says that only when it's be'inayu, when it's be'en, do you have this halacha. Hoyal yadei taruvis, you don't have this halacha. So again, Rabbi Yochanan in our cheshbin said that I agree, you see from the parish of mumoiver, bali chayim ena nidachim, but it's exclusive to mumoiver. You can't apply it to any other area in the Torah. Why? Because it says bahem. What is Rav, who does apply it to other areas in the Torah, what does he do with the word bahem? Bahem is teaching me a different halacha. Rabbi Eliezer's chiddush in the Mishnah, Masech Tzvachim, that if you have an aver of a bal mumim, a taruvis, you're not going to have a problem. Zok Gemara v'idach. Okay, how did Rabbi Yochanan know Rabbi Eliezer's halacha? If it's not from bahem, where's he going to know it from? Nafkalei mibam bahem. Because Rabbi Yochanan held that you could actually darshan two things from the word bahem. It says ki mashchasam bahem. The word bahem is extra. But not just that, it's extra ben benoishal extra. Because it could have said ki mashchasam bahem. That would have been extra enough. Then the Torah said, ki mashchasam bahem, bam bahem. There's two extra drashas over here. One teaches me the halacha that even though you see here balichai men and nidachim, you can't apply it to anywhere else. The second one teaches me Rabbi Eliezer's halacha. V'idach, okay, so now we're going in circles. So what is Rav then going to do? Why doesn't Rav darshan the bam bahem to teach me that balichayim really are nidachim? It's only over here that it's ene nidachim because bam bahem lo darsh. He didn't like the drash of bam bahem. He held this one miyut is not two miyutim, and the one miyut is coming to teach me Rabbi Eliezer's halacha. The bottom line is, just coming back to where we started, which is where the Gemara is going to pick up now, and that is, we have a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan how to understand Poshit Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, after the Goyrel, one of the two Seirim died, so you have to bring a new pair, and you have to make another Goyrel. If the Lashem died, you'll replace the Lashem. If the Lazazel died, you're going to replace the Lazazel. But what's going to happen is, you're going to have two of the one that didn't die. So if the Lashem died, you replace the Lashem, but I have the original Lazazel, I have the new Lazazel. If the Lazazel died, I'll replace the Lazazel, but I'm going to have two Lashems, the original Lashem and the new Lashem. So what do you do with the other one? So the Mishnah said, Vasheni, the second one, Yirachi Yistoif. If you would have said, it's one of the Chamish Chatois HaMeis, you end up killing it. The question is, what's the Sheini? That we don't know. Which one is the sheni? That was a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav said that the sheni is the real sheni, meaning the one that you're going to use is the original. You're supposed to use the original. Rabbi Yochanan said you can't use the original. The original is off the table. What you're going to have to use then is the new sheni. When the Mishnah said, Hasheni yirat sheyistayev, it's referring to the original. So the Gemara, what's the hezra in the machloikis? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan holds balichayin nidachin. Therefore, the original sheni, the original Hashem, the original Lazal can't be used anymore. Because when its partner died, so at that moment, it was off limits. Once it's off limits, it's done. You can't use it anymore. Why? Because it was nitche, and once it's nitche, it takes on a psul of its own, known as dachoy. It's a balchai. Rabbi Yochanan Shita is balichayim nidachin. Rav says, no, you could use the original. It's okay to use the original. What happened to the psul nidcha? Look, it's Rav holds balichayim eni nidachim. How does Rav know balichayim eni nidachim? It's a parasha in the Torah. Because every animal that has a mum, at one, you can't be makriv. But if the mum passes, it's a mum over, then you could be makriv. It should be nadachoy. Must be balichayim eni nidachim. What about Rabbi Yochanan? I agree, it's true. That's a classic example of balichayim eni nidachim. But it's only over there. It's not true anywhere else because it says in the Torah the word bahem. So Rabbi Yochanan Shita is very, very clear. Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that you can't use the original Hashem or the original Lazazel. You have to use the new one. Why? Because it's Dachli. Rav Shita, however, is not 100% clear if you think about it. Because all Rav really proved was, is that if you want to use the original, you can. It's nitche, alichayim ein nidach. But Rav, but the Mishnah didn't say that you can use the original. The Mishnah said, Hasheni yirat sheyistayev. Meaning the Mishnah is defining one as the Sheni, and whichever one that one's yirat sheyistayev. And the way Rav understands the Mishnah, the Sheni means the second pair. You use the original, you can't use the second. Freak the Gemara, or the Rav, according to Rav, nay, nami the balichayim eno nidachim. I understand Rav Shita is the balichayim is eno nidachim, but if that's the case, you should have a choice. According to Rav, you should be able to use whichever one you want. Rabbi Yochanan, I understand, holds you have to use the second one. The first one is Dachli. But Rav doesn't hold of Dachli. But say this, so I should have an option. I should be able to use either the first one, or I should be able to use the second one. Why did the Mishnah say you have to use the first one? So the Gemara now, for the next several lines, is going to repeat something that we had a few dafin ago. And that is, Amar Rav, Rav said, very gishmak. Rav Savalok Rabbi Yossi. Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi, to Amar Mitzvah Berishain. There's a mitzvah to use the Rishain. If you have an option and you can use the Rishain, then there's actually a mitzvah to use the Rishain. Who holds that? Rabbi Yossi. So, hi, Rabbi Yossi. Where do you find Rabbi Yossi as a mitzvah rishon? Name Rabbi Yossi the kupas. Doesn't mean Rabbi Yossi the kupas. I'm going to learn to the mission. Shalish kupas shalish shalish son shabahem timer nes alishka. So whenever the kohen would go into the lishka that had the machzas hashekel, and he would do the quote unquote trumas alishka, he would take money out. So he would take money out in three kupas for kasav aleim, and it would say on it aleph beis gimel. But Tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Amar kasav aleim aleph beis gimel. Why do you have to write aleph beis gimel on the kupas? Leida itzmeim nitmir amirishan. So like this, we'll know which one was taken first, which second, which third, lahavi amen arishan. It's like this, when they start purchasing karbanas with this money, they'll use the kupa rishoina first, she mitzvah berishan, because there's a mitzvah to use the first kupa. So says, well, maybe that's Rabbi Yossi. Just like Rabbi Yossi holds, there's a mitzvah to buy the first karbanas sibur from the kupa that was done for the first truma salishka. Says, so to over here, you have a shayla, like you use the first lashem or the second lashem, the first lazazel, the second lazazel, mitzvah berishan, you should use the first one. But the Gemara says, "Don't mishani also. Maybe there it's different." The beidno deschazi kamaisa loyeschazi basraisa. Over there, when the kohen did the trumas alishka with the first kupa, that second it was roi to be used to buy machzah shekel. There was no second. There was no third yet. So there was a moment in time where the rishon wasn't just the first; it was the only. And maybe that's why Rabbi Yossi holds mitzvah berishon, as opposed to, however, in our case, where the original sar lashem may have not been ro'i yet to be brought as the Sar Lashem at the time that the Sar Mishtalech died. Or the original Sar Mishtalech may have not been ro'i to be brought as the Sar Mishtalech at the time that the Lashem died. Now the truth is, the Rishonim say that there is a scenario where the Sar Lashem could have been ro'i at that time to be brought, which would mean that it would be the only Sar Lashem, which means that this Rabbi Yossi would be a good Sushtel. But if you look in Rashi, there are scenarios where if the original, when the Sar Lashem dies, the Sar Lazazel would not be ro'u yet to be brought, because there's a certain seder of things that have to be done. So being that it's the Mishnah said the halacha of the Hasheni Yirat Sheyistayev in all cases, and it's possible that the scenario is
where when the Tsar Lashem died, the Tsar Lashem wasn't even right yet, or when the Tsar Lashem died, the Tsar Lashem wasn't right yet, it could be in those cases, which then means they're all becoming Roy at the same time. So if they're both becoming Roy at the same time, so you don't have Rabbi Yossi Svar of Mitzvah Berishas, it can't be that this is the Rabbi Yossi that we're relying on. So the Gemara says, what's this Rabbi Yossi who holds Mitzvah Berishas, even in a case where they're all Roy at the same time, still there's an Indian of bringing the first one. First, Rabbi Yossi, the Pesach. The time you're going to buy some Mafish Pesach, if someone was Mafish Gorban Pesach, and then it got lost. Vivish Achat after his Mafish second one. And then he found the first one. And this all happened before Yud Dalet Nisan Bein Arba'in. Now it became this time to bring the Korban Pesach, and they're both in front of you. So what's the halacha? Is Ben Shiyitz and Yaakov. You can bring whichever one you want. Rabbi Yossi, he says Mitzvah Berishas. Meaning you have two Korbanos Pesach to bring right now. Rabbi Yossi says bring the first one. But my actually move from him. And if the second one was better, even Rabbi Yossi says Divyanu, you should bring the second one. The bottom line is, you see, Rabbi Yossi holds Mitzvah Berishas, and even when you didn't have a situation where one Korban Pesach was what right to be brought before the other one was right to be brought, all the Korbanos Pesach become right at the same second. Bein Arba'in. And at that moment, in this case, you had two options. And still Rabbi Yossi says, Mitzvah Berishas. Therefore, Rav held Pshan in the Mishnah, being that there's Balichai Mein and Nidachim. So in theory, you can bring the original Hashem or the second Hashem, the original Azazel or the second Azazel. There's an idea of Mitzvah Berishas, and even if the case is where the two Lashems became Roy at the same time and the two Azazels became Roy at the same time, you find Rabbi Yossi Shita, Mitzvah Berishas, even in such a case, and that's why Rav holds, you should bring the first one. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, you bring the second one, it's Pasha, because Rabbi Yochanan holds Balichai Mein Nidachim. The first one is Pasol. It's no different than if it would be Pigel, Noiser, Tomei, Yoy. I'd say Lina, it's possible. It's dachoy. Rav holds balichai mein ani dachim. As a result, it's really not dachoy. But at the same time, the question is, why then bring the first one? Maybe bring the second one. L'churi, you should have an option. Mitzvah Berishas, like Rabbi Yossi Shita. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Dekem asisin kabase de Rav u'braisa kabase de Rabbi Yochanan." Our Mishnah said Rava, if you go through it carefully, would seem to be more meduyik like Shita's Rav. However, Rava said, I'm going to show you a braisa that seems to be more meduyik like Rabbi Yochanan. So, the Gemara says, "Kavasi the Rav." Where do you see the Mishnah like Rav? The Ketani, because the Mishnah said, "In Shal Shem Meis." If the one that died was the Shem, so then you bring another pair, and Zesha Ola Olav Agoyro Lashem Yiskayim Tachta. The one that was Ola Olav Agoyro, that should replace the original Shal Shem. It sounds like the only one that's replacing is the one that died. However, the Idach to the Koy Goy. So you started off with a Shem and an Azazel. The Shem died, you bring a new pair. The new Shem replaces the original Shem. It didn't say the new Azazel also replaces the original Azazel, so it sounds like to the contrary. It sounds like it's not replacing the original Azazel. You're actually using the original Azazel, Mitzvah Berishas. So that's Dekam Asis in Kavase de Rav. Brais in Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. What's this Braisa said Rava? That's Rabbi Yochanan. It's Mefurish Tektonim, because the Braisa said clearly, Sheini Eini Yoideyan, Sheini Shevezog Rishon, if Sheini Shevezog Sheini. The Braisa pondered the question that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan were pondering, and that is, it's very nice the Sheini has a Shulchan Aruch, but which is the Sheini? So it says the price clearly. I don't know which is the Sheini. It says Yomadchai. Oh, that's the clue. My mashma. What do you see in the word Yomadchai? Yomadchai v'loishek far omar. Yomadchai means that when you bring the animal, it should be an animal that you're placing where it needs to be for the first time, but not an animal that was already placed. As if to say that if it was standing, the Sar Lazazel was standing where it was supposed to stand, and then it was taken away because something happened. Now you can't bring that animal again. Rather, what you would need to do is you would have to bring the new animal, and that's the one that's going to be Yom Adchai. Yom Adchai, when you place the Sar Lazazel in its position after you do the Gairo, it has to be placed there for the first time. It can't be placed until the second time. If there was a situation where you had the Lashem and the Lazazel, and then the Lashem died, and you're going to go bring now new animals, and you're going to then re-establish the position of the Sar Lazazel in this place where it's supposed to be Yom Adchai, then it would be standing in a place that it was Kfar Omar, it can't be. The bottom line is, this price is Mefurish Rabbi Yochanan. This price says that which one are you supposed to use? You're supposed to use the Sheni. So Dekem Asnisin, the Mishnah's Meduyik like Rav, that it's only the new Sa'ir that's replacing the one that died, that's Yiskayim Tachtov. As it relates to the one that remained alive, you're still going to use the original, that's Rav Shita, whereas the Braisa is Meduya clearly like Rabbi Yochanan. Zokti Mar Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. V'oid Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So we said Rabbi Yehuda argued with the Tanakam in the Mishnah in two ways. Meaning, till now we've been discussing the Shita of the Tanakhama, the Shita of the Chachamim in the Mishnah, where the girdle was made, one of the two animals died, you bring a new peer, the one that died gets replaced, and then the Sheni, we're trying to figure out what the Sheni is, that's the one that's Yirachi Yistoy. Rabbi Yehuda argued, Rabbi Yehuda said, it dies because it's one of the Chamish Chatois Hamesis. But then the Mishnah continued and said, Va'oid Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said something else. He said, Nishbach Adam, Yomus Hamish Ptalech. If the dam got spilled, meaning you can't use the Sar Lashem anymore, so Yomus Hamish Ptalech. You have to kill the Mishtalech. Okay, now you really don't have anything. Bring two Seirim. And make a new gairo. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Meisa Mishtalech, if the Mishtalech died, Yishafek Adam, you're going to have to pour out the dam. Again, you're going to bring two new animals, and you're going to make a tuga, and you're going to make a new gairo. Now, what does it sound like Rabbi Yehuda Shita is? It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita is very, very much Rabbi Yechanan. You can't use the original. Rabbi Yehuda says that if something happened, Rabbi Yehuda's talking about a case where not that the Sar Lashem died, but you already did the Shechita Kabbalah, and then it was Nishbach Adam. But it's the same difference. The point is, all of a sudden, I can use the Lashem. So you kill the Sar Mishtalech, you have to bring a new pair. We're going to only use the new Schayra. The Mishtalech died, that's Mamish, the case of the Mishnah. The same exact thing. That's for Oyd Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says like this. Tav, Oyd Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Nishbach Adan Yamasa Mishtalech, Mes Mishtalech, Yishavich Adam. So Bishlam, the Rabbi Yehuda, Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dama Bali Chaim Nidachim, who holds a Bali Chai, is Nidchem Mishumach Yamasa Mishtalech. So I understand Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says you're using the second one. The first one you can't use, because Bali Chaim Nidachim. Elo, the Rab Dama Bali Chaim, Eni Nidachim. But according to Rab, that holds Bali Chaim, Eni Nidachim. Amai Yamasa Mishtalech. Why, you're killing the Mishtalech. So the Gemara is asking a Kasha now on Rab from Rabbi Yehuda, meaning, isn't Rabbi Yehuda mamish Rabbi Yochanan? He said clearly that you're supposed to bring, that's the void of Rabbi Yehuda, you're supposed to bring the second one. So it's mamish checkmate, keneged Rav. So the Gemara says very posh. I'm like, Rav, Rav's going to tell you. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda like Kamin. I never said it, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. King Kamin, I'll leave it to Rabbanon. I only meant it, I'll leave it to Rabbanon. I never meant it, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara is going to ask another kasha. The Gemara is going to flip the whole script. Bish, Lemel Rav, Zok the Gemara. I hear what you're saying. I hear Rav. No, you're saying good. That you only said according to Chum, you never said it according to Rabbi Yehuda. But now the Gemara asks the most obvious cheshbon question, and we're going to end with this. That Bishmon according to Rav, Bahapligi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanon. I understand the machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, according to Rav. Elo the Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, Bemaipligi, what's the machloikas? Freak the Gemara, that originally it asked the kasha from Rabbi Yehuda according to Rav. Gemara says, Bemachshava Shnia, Rabbi Yehuda is the biggest riot to Rav. Even though Rabbi Yehuda says faker from Rav, but it's the biggest raya to Rav. You don't see this every day. Rabbi Yehuda who says faker from Rav is the biggest raya to Rav. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda's arguing with the Chachamim. What's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? What did the Chachamim say? That if the Lashem dies, or it was Nishbach Adam, or the Lazazel dies, you bring a new peer, and Vasheni Yirad She Yistoyev. We don't know what Sheni means. Rabbi Yehuda says if that happens, bring in a new peer and use the second peer. Bishloim, according to Rav, that Hasheni meant that really you're going to use the first peer. It's the second peer that's Yira. Oh, that's what Rabbi Yehuda's arguing with. Rabbi Yehuda says use the second peer, in contrast to Rav that said use the first peer. We have a machloikas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that even the Chachamim said use the second peer. So what's Rabbi Yehuda arguing? So Zok the Gemara, my first reaction, the Machshava Rishayna was to ask a Kashan Rav from Rabbi Yehuda. But really, the Machshava Shnia, it's just the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda's the Gres the Raya to Rav. Because Rabbi Yehuda's saying Faked from Rav. You know what that means? That Rabbi Yehuda, who's arguing with the Chachamim, must have held Rav. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda's saying Faked. So from the fact Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds Bali Chayim Nidachim, that's the biggest raya that the Chachamim hold Bali Chayim in the Nidach. Because otherwise there's no machlokes. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda's telling me that you have to use the second pair. Why? Because Bali Chayim Nidachim, Mazel Tov, the Chachamim also hold Bali Chayim Nidachim. What's Neva Oidam and Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said two things. Number one, the Sheni is not Yira, the Sheni is Yomus. Beseder, that I hear. That's Rabbi Yehuda argues. He holds it's one of the Chamish Chatois HaMesis. Why? Tomorrow's that. But in terms of this Shiloh, whether he's used the original pair, the second pair, if the Chachamim held you're supposed to use the second pair, then what's Rabbi Yehuda coming to argue? Elamai, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda said the second pair, and he's clearly arguing with the Chachamim, must be Chachamim held the first pair. must be balichayim ein anidachim. You have an option to use the first pair. He holds that Rabbi Yosi mitzvah berishin. That's why we encourage you to use the first pair. That's a bomb kasha. And the Gemara is so persuaded by this question. Amar Rava. Rava said, I hear a maskin, but hamrin. And I told you they kamas nisa gavasid derab. That's how Rava started the amid. He said they kamas nisa gavasid derab. Ubraisin kavasid derab yoichana. So when Rava said they kamas nisa gavasid derab, he said bashit. He said because the mishnah's mashma that the one that we're replacing is yiskayim tachta. The second one, use the original. That's not Yiskayim Tachta. Here, in a just Pasha understanding, it's Pasha, we're learning Mishnayos. There's no other way to understand Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So Pasha from the Mishnah itself, it's Deikam Asnis, and the bottom line is, the topic of the daf was this machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, where the Mishnah says that if one of the two Seirim died, so now you have to bring a new, you can't just replace the Sar, you have to bring a new pier, you have to make a new Gairo, you replace the one that died, and the Sheini, Yiracha Yistayev, or you let it die, like Rabbi Yehuda Shita is. The question is, which one is the Sheini? Rav said the Sheini is the new pier, meaning use the original, and the Sheini of the new pier, that's the one that you're going to, either Yirat Sheini Yistayev, that's the one you're going to allow die. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you can't use the original one. That's not an option anymore. You have no choice. You have to use the Sheini of the new pier, which then means that Sheini Yirat Sheini Yistayev is the Sheini of the original pier. That's the one you can't use. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say what he says? Because he says it's Dachoy. Because the moment the peer died, so you couldn't use the one. As a result, it's off limits. It takes on a life of its own. There's a psalpigal, there's a noisa, there's a tome, there's a lina, there's a yoitse. There's something called dacha. You can't use it. What is Rav hold? Bali chayim ein enidachim. Echateisi bali chayim ein enidachim. Dr. Gemara, no. Rav holds bali chayim ein enidachim because you see it by a mum over. Any animal that got some mum, you can't be makriv when it has some mum. But when the mum passes, you can't be makriv. It must be bali chayim ein enidachim as a result. It's not going to be a problem. Rabbi Yochanan says, I agree with you over there, but there's a special pasuk over there, and there's a miyat that says you can't learn anything from over there. Talk to Gemara. Even if Rav holds balechai ben yidachim, mechatesi, use the first one. You should have a choice. Use the first. Rabbi Yochanan has to use the second, because balechai ben yidachim, the first one's dachoy. But according to Rav, shouldn't you have a choice? You do have a choice, but there's an idea, mitzvah berishin, and because of mitzvah berishin, that's why we end up using the original one, the maskana. So is Rav right? Or Rabbi Yochanan right, so to speak. Rava said, Deka masnis and kavasi de Rav, Vedeka b'raisa k'r Rabbi Yochanan. The b'raisa is mefurish, Rabbi Yochanan. I brought the b'raisa. As it relates to the Mishnah being Rav, number one, the mashmoyis of the Mishnah is that the new one is Yiskayim Tachtav. It sounds like the second one is not Yiskayim Tachtav. He used the original second one. And not just that, the Mishnah brought that Rabbi Yehuda argued with the Chacham. What was the grace of Rabbi Yehuda that argued with the Chacham? V'oidam Rabbi Yehuda. Use the second pair. If the Chacham will use the second pair like Rabbi Yochanan, then what's the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham? Oh, must be Chacham will use the first pair like Rav. And that's the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. That's the daf. That's the recap. That's the summary. Exhale. So just as it relates to one ha'ara on today's daf, but really it's the very top of today's daf, the part that we learned yesterday. And that is, the Gemara was discussing the halacha of mechusar zman regarding the sarim mishtaleach. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to be makar of a carbon if it's mechusar zman. The classic example of mechusar zman is an animal that's less than 8 days old. If an animal's less than 8 days old, it can't be brought as a carbon. It's a pasuk in the Torah. There's a lois nase. It's known as the psul of mechusar zman. The question is, does mechusar zman relate to the sar la'azazel or not? Why, yeah? Because it's a carbon. Why not? Because it wasn't brought in the Mizbeach. There was no Shechita Kabbalah Ilach Azrika. There was no Akhtar. There was no Shvich HaShirayim. You didn't have all the Machshavis that you have by Karbonis. So you can argue yes, you can argue no. You remember the Braisa. The Braisa had a Ribuy. It says Lashem in the Pasuk of Mechus Hazman to teach me that the Halach of Mechus Hazman is true even for the Tzar La'azazel. And then the Gemara had a whole discussion. Why do I need a Pasuk to tell me that there's a Psul Mechus Hazman by the Tzar La'azazel? It's Pashut there's a Psul Mechus Hazman. Why? Because the Sar La'azazel became the Sar La'azazel Ayyadei Gair, which means there were two goats that were placed in the Azara. The Kohen Gadol had his Kalpi with the two Gairolos, his Deskan to his right, the Rosh Beis Av to his left. He made a Gairol, and the Gairol determined which was Lashem and which one was La'azazel. Now, both of these goats had to be Roy to be Lashem, and they both had to be Roy to be La'azazel. Now, that's Pashat, the Sar Lashem can't be Mechus Hazman. It's a regular carbon chatos. It's a regular carbon. Now, the Sar that's La'azazel has to be Roy to be Lashem. So if it has to be Roy to be Lashem, so even if I don't have a Mefurish and Makar that the Sar La'azazel can't be Mechus Hazman, and even if I can argue in Lundis that maybe it shouldn't have to be Mechus Hazman, that's an Ezra, it's a gift to the Samach Mem, But in math, it has can't be mechusas man. Because at the end of the day, it has to be right to be the Sar Lashem. And if it has to be right to be the Sar Lashem, it has to be 8 days old. And this is the question that the Gemara grappled with for half of Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph and the top of Daf Samach Dalet Amid Aleph. And the Gemara gave three terutzim. The third teretz was, Rava Amar Rava said, that maybe the ribui that we have, that the Sar Mishtalech is included in the parasha of Mechusas Man, is not talking about a conventional Mechusas Man. Conventional Mechusas Man, that's easy. But maybe in the case is Nogeyo, it's talking about where someone had a chayla sheyesh by sakana b'toich beis on Yom Kippur. The chayla sheyesh by sakana can eat on Yom Kippur. Not just that, you can even shech on his behalf on Yom Kippur. And what happened was they shechted an animal, and the animal just so happened to be the mother of the Sar HaMishtalech. There's a halacha, it's a pasuk in the Torah, that says, v'shor oiseh, you're not allowed to shech a mother and a child, or a father and a child, on the same day. It's a say in the Torah. If we shechted the mother of the Sar HaMishtalech, then the Sar HaMishtalech now can't be slaughtered. Not only can't it be slaughtered, but it's quote-unquote Mechusas Zman. Because even though it's not the conventional Mechusas Zman, but it falls under the category of Mechusas Zman. So here you could clear the shayla. Does the halacha mechusas man relate to the Sar HaMishtalech or does it not? If it does, then I wouldn't be able to now bring the Sar HaMishtalech. If it does not, then I would be able to bring the Sar HaMishtalech. This is where it was negay the b'raisa l'Hashem to tell me. Meaning, the mechusas man of 8 days and a chename. If it's going to be in the gairel, it has to be 8 days old. Because otherwise, it trips up in the fact that it doesn't qualify in the event of that it becomes the Sar Lashem. But that's not the case that we needed a drasha for. The drasha is for a case where we're dealing with a different type of mechusas man, a less conventional mechusas man. A mechusas man of oisei ves benoi leisishchutu b'yanechad, that's where you have the drasha. But the Gemara asked the kasha, v'chiyai gavna mi aser? Would it even be aser in such a case? Leisishchatu amir achmono, v'ho lav shchitahi. What shaychis? What does the Sar Lazazel have to do with oisei ves benoi? You can't shecht the mother and the child on the same day. You're not shechting the child. You shechted the mother for a chayvah she ate by sakana on the Yom HaKadosh. Beseder. Aber the child is not being slaughtered. What are you doing? You're pushing it down a mountain. That's what you're doing. So, shlalav shchiti. Amri v'marava. So the Gemara says, I hear. But in Eretz Yisrael, they already answered this question. They said, d'chiyasai l'tzuk zuhi shchitasa. That enochinani. It's true that there was never a shechita done with the Sar HaMishtalech. However, pushing the Sar HaMishtalech down the mountain is the equivalent thereof to shechita. So much so that when it says in the Torah, "Oisay ves benoy leishchatu b'yoymechad," it would incorporate the chiyasay letzok. Because pushing the animal down the mountain, zuhi shechitasay, it's the equivalent of shechita. Needless to say, this is a very, very, very big chiddush. But Amri v'Marava, this is what they used to say in Eretz Yisrael, that t'chniyasai l'tzuk, zuhi shchitasai. Even though it's not shchita. But being that you're fulfilling a mitzvah satayra, the t'chniyasai l'tzuk is going to be the equivalent of the shchita. Tosfos, Dibra Maskel, t'chniyasai l'tzuk, zuhi shchitasai, has a whole discussion as it relates to Egla Arufa. Ayin Shah. The Egla Arufa was an eagle that was brought under certain circumstances, and this eagle was beheaded. The way the animal was killed wasn't with a shechita, but it was killed by beheading the animal, what's known as Arifa. That's why it's called the Egla Arufa. And Tosfos comes out in our studio that just like the Gemara said, the chiyasai letzuk zuhi shechitasai, the same would be true by the Egla Arufa. Arifasai zuhi shchitasai. Even though it never had a conventional shchita. But at the same time, arifasai zuhi shchitasai. And the question is, what's Pashup Shad in this? The Torah says shchita. Shchita does a lot of things. It's matter, kosher, animals, ba'achila. An animal that dies is tomei tumas nevela. But for that shchita, there's no tumas nevela. You have the halacha of oisei ves benoi, lo yisishchatu b'yaymecha. It says in the Torah, shchita. Zok de gemara yuma samach talam ad aleph, techiyasai letzuk zuhi shchitasai. Tosfos says in that same vein, arifasai zuhi shchitasai. Tzorich bir. What's Pashup Shad in this? L'chayr, if the Torah said shchitas matar b'achila, shchitas mitayr midei tumas nevela, shchitas what you're not allowed to do, oisei ves benoi b'yaymecha, so it should be shchita. What does this mean? Amri b'marovo. Amri sounds like a saying. Oh, no, they say in the Kaisle based Medrash in Eretz Yisrael, Dichniyosai Letzuk Zui Shchitasai. Zok Tosfos, by extension, Arifasai Zui Shchitasai. Mehecha Tesma. So the Mechas Chinuch In the end of Mitzvah Nun Bey says that he thinks Pashup Shad is based on a Medrash Rab in Parshas Lech Lecha. It's Parshah Mem Dalet Aleph. The Medrash says, Hakel Tomim Darkoi, Imras Hashem Tzerufa, Mogen Hu Lechol HaChosim Boi. Says the Medrash, Rav Omar, Rav said, Loi Nitnu HaMitzvois, Elo Litzaref Bemes Abriyos. Imras Hashem, the Mitzvois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzerufa, the pure. The reason the mitzvahs were given, said Rav, was to purify the brios. It's an opportunity for us to attain tahira and kedusha by us doing the mitzvahs. And Rav explained. He said, "V'chimay ichbas leil haKadosh Baruch Hu l'misha shoychet min atzavar or misha shoychet es ha'erev." Let's be honest. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu care, said Rav, if a person shechts an animal by the neck where you're supposed to or by the erev? He doesn't care. Heavy loy nitnu haMitzvahs elu l'tzarev b'mez abriyos. Must be that what Hashem cares about is us fulfilling and going in His way. The idea is, it's for us. It's not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imras Hashem tzirufa, lo nitnu ha-mitzvahs elam etzarev ha-sabriyas. And Rav's mashal was, v'chi ma'ich b'slei la-Kadosh Baruch Hu, lo misha shoychem in ha-tzabra, misha shoychem in ha-oire. Lo nitnu ha-mitzvahs elam etzarev ha-sabriyas. In other words, said in Mechas Chinuch, it's clear in the Medrash, there's nothing inherent, there's nothing intrinsic about shechting in a certain way. It's not the shechita min atzavim min ha'orif that somehow is matter the basa b'achila. It's mitayr from Tumas Nevela. It now triggers oisay v'esbenoy le'sishchatu b'yaymechad, etc., etc., etc. But it's the fact that you're fulfilling the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said, this is what you should do. He actually meant it for us. L'tzarev b'nes habriyas. I need to do the tzivoy Hashem. But really, it's not the shechita. So said the Mechas Chinuch, if the Torah said the way to kill the Sar Mishtaleach is Tchiyosei Letzok, if the Torah said the way to kill the Egla Rufa is Arifasai, so if that's the case, then just like the Imras Hashem Tzerufa conventionally is shechita, in these cases, the Imras Hashem Tzerufa is going to be the Tchiyosei Letzok, the Imras Hashem Tzerufa is going to be Arifasai. Is this a chiddush? Big time. But at the same time, says the Mechas Chinuch, this is L'chayra the Hezber Advar. If there was something inherent to shechita, so then it has to be shechita. It doesn't have to be shechita. It's a medrash. V'chimayich b'sleila HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'misha shoychem min hatzaber or misha shoychem min ha'orif. It's all about the fact that you did the mitzvahs. I'm doing the mitzvah. Here the mitzvah is the chiyasa l'tzok. Here the mitzvah is arifa. I ended up doing the mitzvah, and therefore it doesn't matter that it's not shechita. Chiyasa l'tzok is the equivalent of shechita, and arifasa is the equivalent of shechita. But then the Minchas Chinuch asks a kasha that he believed was a bomb kasha, and he concludes after this kasha is v'tzorich iyun rochav, and that is there's a gemara in Masechtas Bava Kama daf memalef. It's also a gemara in Psachim daf chavbeis. The gemara says Tanu Rabbanon. It says regarding the shor haniskal v'chi yigach shor es ish oy es ish shavamei. Sakli yisakal hashor. You kill the shor v'lo yeyachal es psar. You can't eat the basar u'bal hashor naki. If the pasuk says "saki yisakel hashor," any edesh in a veilu, so I know it's in a veilu. V'neveya asur ba'achila. So obviously it's also ba'achila. My tamud loy meloy yachalas b'saroi. Here at Gemara's kasha, it says "saki yisakel hashor." The shor haniskal. So it was killed through skila. It was stoned to death. There was no shechita. It was stoned to death. Says the Torah, after you do skila, v'loy yachalas b'saroi. Frank the Gemara, of course loy yachalas b'saroi. It's in a veilu. So if it's in a veil, it's also ba'achila. Ma talmud loy malo yachlas b'saroi. So why did Torah say lo yachlas b'saroi? Magalcha kasa. The pasuk is coming to teach me. Shem shochtei la'achas shenig mardinoi also ba'achila. It doesn't mean that you can't eat the shor haniskal. Pasha, you can't eat the shor haniskal. It's in a veil. The chiddush is what would be if you had a shor haniskal. But before the skila, after the gemara din, someone went ahead and did a kosher shechita with a chalif. He did this in the right way. So you would have thought now it's a kosher animal. Why shouldn't I be able to eat it? The lo yachlas b'sari teaches me that even if there was a regular a gehedig shechita after the gemara din, still the lach is going to be v'lo yachlas b'sari. That's the gemara above a kamadach memalef amenal. Freitem and chaschinuch. I understand the gemara. Maybe when the Torah says v'lo yachalas b'sari, the Torah is coming to say that after the skila you can't eat it. Aye, it's an avela anyways. Maybe not. Why don't we say, being that the Torah said sokol yisokol hashar skila soy zui shechita soy, just like the Gemara said chiyasoy letzuk zui shechita soy, just like Tosfos said arifasoy zui shechita soy. Maybe we should say skila soy zui shechita soy. And therefore, you would have had a havamina that you can eat it. Talmud loymai v'lo yachalas b'saroi. To tell me you're not allowed to eat it. When you did skili, you're doing a mitzvah. Imras Hashem tzrufa v'chimayich b'slei l'akadosh baruch hu. So t'chiyasa v'tzuk zui shchitasai arifasai zui shchitasai. That l'chayra skilasai should also be shchitasai. The truth is, the Rashash, in Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Chapez, also asks this kasha, the Minchas Chinuch. And he asks another kasha. He says, the Gemara says in the Masechtas Yevamos Daf Lamed Gimel, the sugi that we've spoken about a lot, that we know that the oifos in the Beis HaMikdash, the Chatas oif and the Oilas oif, so how were they killed? It wasn't Shechita. An oif of Chulin is killed with Shechita. But the oif in the Beis HaMikdash was done with Malika. It was one of the Avodas Kashas of the Mikdash, and the way that the Kohen would kill the animal was Malika. Malika is an Avodah, Shechita Lav Avodah. But the point is that it was done through Malika. The Gemara says that if a Zar would eat from the oif, he'd be over the Issa Neveil. It's in the sugi of Ein Esachal Alessar. If a Zar would eat from the oif, he would be over the Issa of Ein Esachal Alessar. A Kohen's allowed to eat from a Chattas oif. Oil's oif gets completely burnt. He's allowed to eat from the Chattas oif. But a Zar, that's not a Kohen, he can't eat Kachi Kadashim. So if he eats from the Chattas oif, not only did he violate the Isra of eating kachim that he's not supposed to eat, but at the same time, he's also going to be over the Isra of it. Freak the Rashash, why is he over the Isra of it? The Torah said, how should you go now and kill this animal through Malika? So why don't we say, Malikasoi Zui Shchitasoi? So we have two kashas. The Gemara says in Yuma Samach Talam and Aleph, Tichiyasi Letzuk Zui Shchitasoi. Tosfos says regarding the Eglah Rufa, Arifasei Zui Shchitasei. Freit them in Cheskenu Chamitzvah Nun Beis, and the Rashash, and Psochem Dav Chav Beis. L'chmer, if that's the case, we should say Skilasei Zui Shchitasei. Why is it then that the Gemara doesn't understand why the Torah had to say V'lo Yochel Es Pesorei for the Shara Miskel? And freit the Rashash Nachakashu. Why is it that if a Zor eats from the Chattas Oif, he's over the Isin Avelo, we should say Melikasei? How do we know when to say Tchiyasei Lesuk Zui Shchitasei, Arifasei Zui Shchitasei, and when not to say it, such as Skilasei Zui Shchitasei, and such as Milikasei, that's not Zui Shchitasei. Now the truth is, not to be Meirich, and not to get bogged down in this prat, but really, B'muscharishin, it could be there's a Pashto way to answer this question. And it's really based on a Gemara that we're going to learn in a few days that we haven't learned yet. The Gemara is going to bring a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether the Evarim of the Sara Mishtaleach, was it Mutibana or was it Asabana? So, the animal went down the mountain, Lehei Magia, Ad Chatzi Ahar, until the Evarim were misparking. These Evarim right now, can you benefit from them? Can you sell them? Could you have some sort of ana, or can you not have some sort of ana? The Achreinim are all Medayik, that from the Machlokes in the Gemara, whether you can have ana or not, it's mashma, that you for sure can't eat it. That eating it is definitely off limits. The whole question is it mutabana or asabana? But as it relates to Achila, that not. If that's the case, say the Achreinim, that maybe is a pashta teret to this whole kasha. The Gemara said Chiyasei Letzuk Zui Shchitasei. That's true. But Chiyasei Letzuk Zui Shchitasei just means it's a Shchita. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's a Shchita that's going to allow you to eat it. Maybe it's a Shchita that's Metayrit from Tumas Nevela. Maybe it's a Shchita that it falls into the category of Oisei Vez Benoi, like Sishchatu B'Yamecha, but to eat it? Dayu Lovim and Adin Lias Kenadun. Mimachim Shabasa, the son of Shtalech, he couldn't eat. Not just that, could be you couldn't even have enough from it. So as much as the Gemara said, Chiyasei Letzuk Zui Shchitasei, it clearly, maybe, didn't mean it as it relates to Achila. And when Tosfos said, Arifasei Zui Shchitasei, Tosfos meant, Tumas Nevela. Maybe. If that's the case, it answers all the kashas. The kasha from the Gemara above a Kamen Mem Aleph, Sokli Yisokal HaShov V'lo Yachal Es Besari. Freak the Gemara, why do you have to tell me V'lo Yachal Es Besari? If Sokli Yisokal HaShov, it's in the veil. Freak the Mechaz Chinuch. What do you mean? I would have thought, Skilasei Zui Shchitasei. No, Terry says, no. Not for Achila. Even the Sar Mishtalech you weren't allowed to eat. No, do it Achila. So if it's not for Achila, that's why the Torah. That's the Gemara's kasha. Why does it have to say Belayachas Basar? The Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Lamed Gimel that if a Zor eats from a Chatas Oif after the Malika, he's over the Isin of Eilo. What's the kasha? Same Malikasi Zui Shchitasi. You have no Makar Malikasi Zui Shchitasi after Achila. All you find it for is regarding maybe Tumas Nevelo or other things. Varay the Sar Mishtaleach itself. But the Achreinim say that it's a little dochuk to say that. Because at the end of the day, if Tchiyasai Letzuk Zui Shchitasi, whatever that svar is, it's hard to say that it's a shchita for one thing and it's not a shchita for another thing. Alech lahavi araya. I, the Gemara, so it's mistabra with that when the Gemara says the Sama Shalech was asa bakilah, it's for other reasons. At the end of the day, this is a carbon, it's kachim. You can somehow imagine why it would be asa to eat the Sara Mishdalech. Lav davka because the shchita is not a shchita. So if the Gemara said that the shchita is a shchita for some things, it's mistaber, it's a shchita for all things. And it's based on the chiyasei letzuk zui shchitasei, with the hezber, the minchas chinuch, based on the medrash rabba, mem dalet aleph. But the point is, it's probably a shchita across the board. And to the extent that it's a shchita across the board, that's the minchas chinuch's kasha from the Gemara Bava Kama, and that's the minchas chinuch's kasha, and that's the rashash's kasha from the Gemara Yevamos Daf Lamed Gimel. So just one ha'ara as it relates to the minchas chinuch's kasha. Just one ha'ara that I heard from Yedid Nafshi, Rav Levi Chomsky, And that is from Chaim Kanievsky, wrote a sefer, Nachal Eson. It's on the sugya of Egla Rufa. It's an entire sefer on Egla Rufa. So this is in Simin Yud Beis, Sif Kotten Ches, Oisvav. So Toich Dvarov, he brings the Mechaz Chinuch's Kasha. And then he says, V'shamati mimaron chazoy nish zatzal. He said, I heard once from the Chazanish that the Chazanish told me a teres to the Mechaz Chinuch's Kasha. He said, there's a chiluk between the Chiyosei Letzuk of the Sar Mishtaleach, Arifasoi of the Egla Rufa, and the Skila of the Shor HaNeskal. He was answering the Mechaz Chinuch's Kasha, not the Rashash's Kasha of Malika. And that is, the Torah wants the Koyen to take the Sar Mishtaleach and to throw it down the mountain. The Torah wants Bezdin to take the Egla Rufa and to behead it. That's the way we're going to attain the Kapara that we're supposed to attain. Does the Torah want you to stone this animal? The Torah doesn't really care. The Torah doesn't want this animal here. Kimisas abaylon kachmisas ashar. So there's a seida advarim. Everything is regulated on how you're supposed to dispose of the shar. But what would happen, for example, if the shar would just suddenly drop dead? Cardiac arrest. So it's fine. Everyone's happy. You don't have to give skila. It's perfect. We got rid of this shar on Iskal. It was a troublemaker in the neighborhood. We don't have to deal with it anymore. Everything is gewaldig, right? So of course it would be okay. What would be if the son of Mishtaleach died? That's a whole sugya. That's what we're learning right now. He's some of the hardest daffin in Yuma. We have to figure out. We got to bring another one. Machtagar, Nishtagar. What's the sheni? What's not the sheni? It's complicated because you need the son of Mishtaleach. What would be if the Egla Rufa suddenly died? You have to bring another Egel. It's posh. You would have to do that Rifa again. So it's because here we need the Tchiyasei Letzuk. Over here we need the Arifa. The Shara Niskel said the Chazanish. It's true the Torah said that if you're going to kill the animal, you should kill it through Skila. But it's not something that we necessarily want. So he said that to me, the Chazanish said, that's a glaring distinction between the two cases. And Yesh Leimar, again, it's a Chiddush, but Yesh Leimar said the Chazanish, Tchiyasei Letzuk Zui Shchitasei, that's when the Torah wants Tchiyasei Letzuk. When you're doing something that's mamish derotzen abayri, it's something we want. Arifasei Zui Shchitasei, when we want the Arifa, as opposed to the Skila, where we really couldn't care less whether there was a Skila or not, we just, right now, for defensive purposes, we need to address this animal, and this is the way the Torah wants you to address it. But we'd be perfectly happy if we never had to do a skila. Maybe in that case, it's going to be different. Either way, there's many terutzim that were said to this kasha. Reb Levi told me that there's ha'aris on all the terutzim. But al kaponim, this is what the Reb Chaim brings in his sefer, Nachal Esem, Shomati mimaron ha'chazanish zatzal. That here from the Chazanish, this was the svara that was clapping the hearts of the Chazanish to be mechalik between Tchiyosei Letzuk and Arifosei, where we say Zui Shchitosei. But as it relates to Skila, over there maybe you're not going to say Zui Shchitosei. But just to end on a lighter note, which maybe will lend a little bit of a deeper appreciation for this idea of Tchiyosei Letzuk Zui Shchitosei, and for this idea of Arifasoi Zui Shchitasei. And that's based on a Teras Chaim. It's a Masechta Schulin Daf Chav Zayin Amad Ibeis. But it requires a tiny introduction. And that is a fascinating Medrash Rabba in Parsha Shmini. The Medrash there quotes a very similar Pasuk to the Pasuk that the Medrash quotes in the Parsha Shlach Lecha. So the Pasuk that we mentioned before was Hakel Tomim Darkoi Imras Hashem Tzerufa. This Pasuk is Kol Imras Eloika Tzerufa. That pasuk was Tilim Perik Yudches. This is Mishlei Perik Lamed. And Rav, it's the same Rav, in both Midrashim, made a similar comment. Rav, Amar Loi Nitnu HaMitzvahs, Elo Letzarif Behenes Abriyas. And then he goes on to explain. Amar Rav Yudin Bar Rav Shimon. Kol Behemois V'Levyason, Hein Kenigin Shal Tzadikim La'asud Lavi. If you've never heard this Medrash, this is fascinating. La'asud Lavi, all the Tzadikim are going to gather together, and they're going to come to watch a match. There's going to be a fight. There's going to be two animals that are going to be taking on each other. Now, these two animals are going to be great beasts. One is going to be the behemos, known as the behemoth, and the other one is the levyasan. They're going to be kenigin shel tzadikin. I'm reading from the Eitz Yosef, his pirish. Kenigin means tzedo derech schoik, sheroit van achayis derech simcha. So they're going to be in a ring, in some sort of arena. These two animals are going to be going after each other, and the tzadikim are going to be gathered to observe this. Now, who's going to qualify as a tzaddik? Meaning, what's going to be the price of admission to be able to watch this great match? Anyone that never watched such a match in Olam Hazeh, Zoichel Roisel Olam Haba. He's getting merit to be able to see this in Olam Haba. Ketzad Heim Nishchatim. And then the Medrash goes on and starts giving a little play-by-play. Exactly how is this all going to go down? Behemoth Noitzetz Leviathan, Bekarn of Bekarit. The behemoth is going to come now with its horns and it's going to rip into the Leviathan. For Leviathan, Noitzetz Lebehemoth, Besan Pira, Venoicharoi. And the Leviathan is going to take its fins and it's going to take out the behemoth. The Chachamim Maimrim. So the Chachamim commented, they heard this. They said, this is how the match is going to end. He says, I'm a big problem. We know that the Tzaddikim Lasulava are going to eat this behemoth. They're going to eat from the Leviathan. The behemoth L'chayr is the Shayrabar. So they can all eat it. He says, it can't be, this is how it's going to end. The game can't end this way. It has to end with a Shaykhid. No, shouldn't it end with a Shaykhid comes with a grace of Khalif and he does Shchit HaShek and he says, well, Shchit, and that's the way he kills it. L'chayr can't end this way. Zu Shchit HaKshayri? Is this a shechita? It's a Mishnah in Chulin. A kol shechitin, uba kol shechitin, ulo oilam shechitin. Chutz mi magel kotzev amigere vashinayim ibnei shein chaykin. This doesn't qualify. This is definitely not a kosher shechita. Amar Rab Abin Bar Kanas, Rab Abin Kanas. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu. David said, "Toira chadasha meiti teitzei." Chiddush Toira meiti teitzei. True, there's a chiddush haTorah, but that's what's going to happen. This Shor Habar is not going to have a shechita. Afal Pekin, the tzaddikim are going to sit down and they're going to eat it. How is it going to get killed? It's going to die in battle in this game that's going to happen between the Shor Habar and between the Leviathan. You can't. It's Nevela. Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitze. Chiddush Torah Me'iti Teitze. The Radal in his Pirish on the Medrash Rabbah says, Rotzol Loima. What does the Medrash mean to say? Chiddush Hayrasha. What it means to say is it's going to be a Rasha. But the Teres Chaim, in that piece that we just referenced, in Chul and Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, he says a different shot. And what the Medrash means when it says, Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitze, Chiddush Torah Me'iti Teitze. He says, what's the pshat? That if an animal dies, it's killed. Not Al Yidei Shechita, the Halach is not allowed to eat it, even if it's a kosher animal. It's Tomei Tomas Nevela, but if you do a Shechita, there's no Tomas Nevela. So the Teres Chaim says a Yesod that we used to say over a lot when we learned Masechtas Chulin. And that is, when an animal dies, it dies Al Yidei the Malach HaMavis. Just like when a person dies, the person dies Al Yidei Malach HaMavis. Says the Teres Chaim, you're going to say an animal, Malach HaMavis? The Malach HaMavis kills people. But where do you find the Malach HaMavis kills an animal? Says the Teres Chaim, it's a Gemara in Perek HaMafkid. The Gemara in the Sugya of Tchilasi B'Pshia B'Soifei Ba'oynes says Malach HaMavis, Mali Hacha, Mali Hasam. It's talking about an animal, you're a Shomer. So it's clear it's the Malach HaMavis, the Lashon HaGemara. Malach HaMavis, Mali Hacha, Mali Hasam. It's an intense Lashon HaGemara. And this is usually not the first thing that the Olam learns when they learn the loveness of that Gemara. But at the end of the day, the Teres Chaim Kol Rosloy on his leg, since the before Shagamara. The Gemara says, Malach HaMavis, Mali Hacha, Mali Yasim. So you see, clearly it goes with the Malach HaMavis. When the Malach HaMavis kills, it brings Tumah. Malach HaMavis is a Malach, a Bekumf in the Andere Sitra. And as a result, there's Tumah when the Malach HaMavis kills. And that's why the food is Asab Achila. And that's why there's Tumas Nevela. And that's why there's Tumas Meis when a person dies. It all comes from the Malach HaMavis. He says, when a Yid does Shechita, Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvayis v'tzimanu ala shechita. Now this animal didn't die from the Sitra Achra. It didn't die from the Malach HaMavis. It died mi Sitra diktusha. There's no Tumah. That's why you could eat it. And that's why there's no Tumas Nevela. And says the Teres Chaim, if you're not sure I'm right, Chazal say tzaddikim are not mitam and Tumas Meis. He quotes Toisvis in the end of Masechtas Ksubas that says, Yom Shemeis Rebbe Batal Kedusha. And Toisvis brings for Rabbeinu Chaim HaKoyin that says, what does it mean it was Batal Kedusha? Pasha, Rebbe was a Kaddish, Rabbeinu HaKaddish. Batal Kedusha, there was no Kedusha's Kuna. The Kehanim were allowed to be mitam at the Rebbe. And Rebbe Chaim HaKoyin famously said that if I would be around in the times that Rabbeinu Tam was Nifta, I would have been mitam at the Rabbeinu Tam. Because Yom Shemeis Rabbeinu Tam was also Batal Kedusha. Why? Because the Tzaddikim died in Mises Neshika. Mises Neshika means it's a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It doesn't come from the Malach HaMavis. There's no Tumah. So if there's no Tumah, there's no problem. Tumas Meis, Tumas Nevela, the Isra Achila of a Nevela. It all comes from the Sitra Achra. It all comes from the fact that it's dying Al Yidei Malach HaMavis. But when you make the bracha of Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvayis of Tzivanu El Hashchita, it's coming Mikayach HaKedusha. If it's coming Kayach HaKedusha, there's no Tumah. It's coming from Kayach HaKedusha. There's no Isra Achila. So said the Peres Chaim, beautiful. He says, La'asad Lavoi, the Navi says, Ves Ruach HaTumah Avir Min Ha'aretz. There's going to be no Tumah La'asad Lavoi. When the Tzaddikim are going to be gathering around, and they're going to watch this battle, this face-off, between these two great beasts,
these two powers, the Shor HaBor on the one hand and the Lufyasin on the other hand. It's going to be in a world of Taira. There's going to be no Tumah in the world at that point. It's going to be Vesruach HaTumah Avim in Haaretz. If there's no Tumah, then there's no Tumas Nevela. If there's no Tumah, there's no Issa Nevela. Because that's all a result of the Tumah that comes from the fact that the Malach HaMavis killed the animal. Malach HaMavis, Malihach HaMalias. But that's going to be in a world where there's going to be no Tumah. So the Teres Chaim wrote this 400 years ago. He said, that's the Pshat. He says, the Pshat in that Medrash, it's not a Rasha. The Radal said it, so it's not a Rasha. You can understand it if you understand the mechanics of how Tumah works. Then it's Pashin in a world of Ezruach HaTumah Abim and Haaretz. It's not going to be Negeya. But I think another thing we can understand with this Yisoid of the Teres Chaim, which he doesn't speak out, is the whole Yisoid of Tumas Nevela, the whole Yisoid of Issa Nevela, it's all a result of the fact that this animal was killed al Yedei the Malach HaMavis. And the Malach HaMavis comes from the Sitra Achra, which brings Tumah with it. On our level, we can understand a little bit what that means. So there's a Tumah, and the Tumah is what creates the Isser, and the Tumah is what creates the Tumah. And that's why when you do the Shechita, you mekayim the mitzvahs habayre. There's no Tumah Sheir in the mitzvah. So you just created a whole different landscape. Sometimes I killed it Shechita, I killed it that way. Imras Hashem Tzrufa. Now it turned into an act of Tahira, not an act of Tumah. And in that context, there's no Isra Achila. There's no Isra Tumah. So it doesn't matter if it's Shechita, or if it's Dechiyasoy Letzuk, or if it's Arifa, what difference does it make? At the end of the day, you're doing a mitzvah. And the Kohen who took the Sarim Mishtaleach and he knocked it down the mountain, which was the ultimate Tahira that Klal Yisrael got, that was an act that it didn't have any taruvus of Sitra Achra. It was an act of Kuloi Kedusha. And when the Zikne Yair went and they did the Egla Arufa with all the mysticism affiliated with it, it was an act of Kedusha. So whether the Broch is Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvayis V'tzivanu Al Ashchita, or Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvayis V'tzivanu Al Sor L'Azazel, or Al Egla Arufa, it doesn't matter. The point is, it's an act of Kedusha. And if it's an act of Kedusha, there's no Isra Achila. If there's an act of Kedusha, there's no Nevela. There's no Tumas Nevela. That's the Oymek L'chayra in the Gemara. T'chiyasei L'tzuk Zuhi Shchitasei and Arifasei Zuhi Shchitasei.